morning, you need to put your hands together and make some noise in this place. Come on, put your hands together.
My my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Lift that your praise right now and sing along with us. Sing my hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Sing my hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
You can raise your hands and say hallelujah. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Morning and extend praise to God. you're getting God's attention. Because what moves God is his word and your praise. What's going to make it move is your unshakable faith and your unrestricted praise. But that's only if you won't break through. Now look to your neighbor to the left or right and declare today that this is the day that the Lord has made. Now make it personal. And I have come to worship him. Well, how are we going to worship him? In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, God. Oh, I think we're ready to worship him on today. I would like to bring you greetings and welcome you to the Hill, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana, to Zion Hill Church family. We're under the leadership of Dr. Joshua Jardara. I want to thank God for all of our clergy, associate pastors that are present here on today. But I'd like to give special recognition. Will LSU a basketball team stand up? Oh, Zion Hill, let's give them a Zion Hill welcome. Let's show these young men love. Oh, no, 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 no. When the world beat them up and they on Facebook doing something wrong, y'all got a lot to say then. But we in the house of the Lord, hallelujah. Let's show these babies some love on today. Because your hand clapping will motivate them. They're going to be like a bow in there. We're going to shoot them forward in life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for your presence on here today. And we pray that something is said or done that will inspire your life. And if you don't know God, then the pardon of your sin. Pastor Southern highly recommends Jesus on today. We have some qualified people that has been ordained that will lead you to Christ. Amen. And I guarantee you, it's the best thing that will ever happen to you in your life. Amen. Amen. Do we have any visitors in the house? Can you stand? Oh, well, bless the Lord. We are all family. So we shouldn't have a problem praising the Lord today, right? Because that means we all love each other. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We ain't got to worry about looking at what she got on because we all family folk. Amen. Oh, bless his name on today. We thank God. We give honor to the angel of the house that's not present. But we continue to lift Dr. Dara and First Lady Dara in prayer. We thank God for Pastor Tenney and Lady Tenney on this morning. Let's give them some love on today. Now, Zion Hill. Y'all know Pastor Sutton don't like nothing weak. And that was a little weak. We're going to try that one more time. I said we're going to show them some love on today. Amen. That's a son of the house. Amen. Because if can't nobody love him like we can. Amen. So bless you, Pastor First Lady Tenney. God bless you. We're going to go to God. We're going to go a little higher. We about to go to the throne of grace. Don't y'all like my long hair? Amen. Y'all know I'm fashionable. Amen. Pastor Southern tried something new, so y'all pray for me. I'm not used to the hair because I do short. Amen. Laughter is good for the soul. Bless the Lord. Let's go to the throne of grace. Eternal God, our Father, how excellent is your name in all the earth. For the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, and all that dwells within. Father God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift, God. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who died for the remission of our sin, to atone us back to the Heavenly Father. Father, we say thank you. We thank you that you are delivering, God. We thank you, God, that you are a saving God. Father, we thank you that you are a way out of no way, because you are the way, the truth, and the light. Father, we say thank you. Father, we bow down before you, oh God, in reverence, oh God, recognizing your sovereignty, recognizing that you are majestic, recognizing that you are holy, recognizing, God, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. And your word declares that every tongue must confess and every knee must bow before you, God. So, Father, here we are, God. Here we are, God. We're here lifting up holy hands, knowing that we can't even breathe without you. We can't even be in our right mind without you. So we extend our hallelujah. Every last one of them, if we say a hallelujah a million times, it wouldn't be enough. Because God, you keep on making a way, God. You are our light in darkness, our bridge over troubled water. Thank you, Jesus, that we woke up with a roof over our head, God. Father, we woke up, we was able to go and get our morning breakfast out of the refrigerator and not the garbage can. Father, we say thank you, God. You gave us activity of our limbs, God. Lord, we say thank you, God. Father, we wasn't in the emergency room this morning, but we was able to come into the recovery room, your house, God. That we able to recover from it all. A long week, God, but I've seen your miracles performed in this week. I see your grace and I see your mercy. You have been a faithful God. Your word says morning by morning, new mercy I see. Great is thy faithfulness. Holy Spirit, do what you are known to do. Heal, deliver, and save. Father, let your dunamis power fall fresh in this building on today. Take full control. Let your glory settle here. Anoint these baby voices on today, oh God. They made me minister through song, oh God. Bless every person that is online, Father God. Oh God, let them know that there's room at the cross for them too. Father God, bless every person that is present and all that is connected to us, oh God. We declare victory and we call ourselves blessed. In Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen. 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 Let's give God a hand clap of praise on this morning because he deserves it all. Oh, we're going to go a little bit higher in worship. This is the part you get real excited about. It's time to give. Oh, God give to you. You get excited when Jesus gives you something. Giving is an act of worship. It's an opportunity for you to sow seeds into the earth realm for the advancement of the kingdom. It is an assignment of all of us. In order for the church work to move forward in the earth realm, it takes M-O-N-E-Y. Just like you pay your light bill, the church got a light bill. Don't you see the lights on? You never came to Zion Hill and they was off. Somebody had to pay them. We have many various projects and visions of Zion Hill. The only way they get paid, we got to sow into the kingdom. Oh, don't worry, because on the back of your currency, it say, in God we trust. You say you trust God. Even the United States trusting God that it be paid. You know what I'm saying? The goal is there to pay it. The Bible say, render unto Caesar what is due Caesar. So why we can't render unto God what is due God? And then this is what I see in all of it, is that God really don't require much. We require much, but God don't require much. A tenth. That means if you made a dollar, you just give him 10 cents. He leave you with 90. All God really don't need your money. He really don't need you. Can't we just keep it real? But he love you. And God want to see how much you love him. How do we show God we love him? Through obedience. Malachi says that if you pay your tithes and off, you bring it into the storehouse. He say, try me now and see. Have you ever tried God today? Have you ever tried God? Did he not come through for you? Try him today. Oh, I guess you're going to say, oh, that's the Old Testament, Pastor. So what is said in the New Testament? Oh, he tell you to be a cheerful giver in the New Testament. You give out of grace, so that's much more than a tenth. Amen. Don't give reluctantly. Be a cheerful giver. Because whatever you give God, trust me, he gonna give you way more than the tenth and way more than you done gave being a cheerful giver. Because only what you do for Christ will last. All right, put your seed, your love offerings and tithe and bowl giving in your hand. Let's go before God with our offerings. And if you pay it online, just hold your hand up. Amen. God, I know you gave it. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you, oh God, for this first fruit. We come before you, God, thanking you. Because if it had not been for you, God, we wouldn't have. So we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, God. You've been faithful, God. And now we're going to, out of act of obedience and the act of worship and giving out of love, God, we're going to sow into this fertile ground. Because we know as long as the earth remains, that we'll continue to have seed and harvest will perform. So we thank you. Bless those that have and those that do not. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And if you're online, you can give on the online Zion Hill, www.zionhill.com. Go to the giving tab. May God bless you and keep you. Let's go high. Come on, babies. Let's rock the house.
Praise the Lord, everybody. All right, real quick. How many of you know that regardless of the situation that you're in now, God still has the ability and the capability to turn that thing around? Now, don't fool me. Now, if you don't feel that way, don't say nothing. But if you do feel that way, if you know that regardless of what the situation is, if there's something going on in your life that ain't quite lining up now, that God still has the ability to be able to turn that thing around. So if you do, whenever we get to the part where we say turn around, I want everybody to do this. And you're going to spin around at the same time. Now, don't spin too fast, because if you get dizzy and you pass out, I'm going to laugh at you. We're going to get you up, but I'm just letting you know now. How many know God going to turn that thing around? All right, let's go.
Hold your head up. Yes, sir. Gonna meet you in these. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Ask me not, O gentle, to say, hey, yeah, hear my humble cry. Was under the flower holy, will not pass me by. I'm calling you, Savior, Savior. Why don't you hear my humble cry? Oh, was under thou are calling, you not pass me by. The throne of mercy, find a creed with thee. Oh, kneeling there in deep contrition, hear my heart. Lord, that you would bless us with your anointing. Lord, learn us to be content. Please, Lord, have mercy. Lord, give us strength. Give us courage. Give us wisdom. And above all, give us understanding. We ask you, Lord, that you would bless the pastor of this church, Dr. Joshua Jordara and First Lady Dara. Lord, wherever they are, wherever they may be, wherever they're resting at, Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you give them complete peace. We thank you, Lord, for them. We thank you, Lord, for everything they've done. And Lord, we thank you for what they are about to do. It is in your darling son Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said amen. Come on, say amen. Come on, say amen like you mean it. Amen. Why don't you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? I know I'm not Pastor Darrell, but just give me your undivided attention just for a few moments. Just for a few moments. You may be seated. I want to thank God for all that he has done for me. And I want to thank him for the strength that he gives me. Sometimes I don't feel like getting up. They call me one of those disabled veterans. And, you know, when you're disabled, you got some type of ailment. And anybody know what I'm talking about? Your ailment can sometimes cause you to stagnate. But when you trust in God, He'll give you the strength. We're thankful for Pastor Darrell. Thank you, Pastor Darrell, for this opportunity that you have entrusted in me to speak to your people. Not often does this happen with pastors, that they leave their church and their presence is not here, and they allow someone else to preach. I want you to know that Pastor Darrell and Sister Darrell are dear to me. They are family to me. And I want you to know that you are dear to me. You are my family. And that's why I try to make it here as regularly as I possibly can before I go to my service, because I love you all. And I hope the feeling is mutual. Also to my wife to my left here, I'm thankful that she's here. She's been very supportive of me, and she helped keep me going. You know, like that old jalopy, sometimes that jalopy needs a little cranking. Anybody ever seen the jalopy just need a little push? Nobody know what I'm talking about? You old folk, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because your daddy probably had an old jalopy. You know, I remember that Volkswagen I used to have, and it wasn't old, but it was a Volkswagen, but something was wrong with the ignition, and it just didn't want to. Stephanie, you know what I'm talking about. And we used to just take that, push that thing, and hop in it. And we used to drive it, and we used to let it keep it running. Because we knew that when it stopped again, we had to push it all over again. God is good. And I'm so thankful to see LSUA. I've had the opportunity of driving LSUA. The basketball team, I've had the opportunity. I haven't drove in a couple of years, but I used to drive for LSU basketball team, and for the baseball team, the soccer team, and it was a good experience. And what I learned from them, that school, is that they are very, very, very respectful. You know, they yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And that goes a lot, especially when you're away from home. You know, when we're away from home, we tend to do our own thing. Anybody ever been there? And so thankful for them, and so grateful to the leaders of this church, to the deacons. I thank God for you, and may God forever bless you and keep you. I got a word for you, and I won't be long. It's coming by the way of Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians, the fourth chapter, there in the 10th verse, it says, my brothers and sisters, I rejoice in the Lord greatly because once again you renewed your care for me. You were in fact concerned about me but lacked the opportunity to show it. Verse 11 says, I don't say this out of need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I find myself in. And I listened at Matthew, how he was telling them about whatever situation you're in, whatever circumstance you're in, you can come out of it. Number 12 says, I know both how to make do with little, and I know how to make do with a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And over in verse 19 there, it says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You may be seated. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We ask you, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen us and keep us. For God, we know that only what we do for you is going to last. We just ask you, Lord, that you would just have your way. I'm so thankful, Lord, that you said weeping may endure for a night. But the good thing about it is joy is going to come in the morning. We thank you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. Philippians 4, chapter 13, 10 to 13, and verse 19. Our brothers and sisters, note that this is Paul's letter to the Philippians. Several years ago, Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones came out with a hit song that said, "I can't get no satisfaction in this world anymore." The words of that song was, it was written by one who had enjoyed wealth, success, and all the pleasures of life. But after looking back through the rearview mirror over his life, have you ever looked at the rearview mirror of your life? He realized that after the smoke had cleared and the dust had settled, he discovered that he couldn't find any true happiness and satisfaction in this world. The words of that song, my brothers and sisters, is reminiscent of an age of people who are searching for a sense of peace and contentment, only to discover that this world does not offer the human heart the happiness and contentment that it needs. My brothers and sisters, you got to know that there are certain relentlessness in humankind that says we are searching for significance, searching for a sense of satisfaction and contentment. But look here, but the problem is that many people can't find what they are looking for, watch out now, because they are looking in all the wrong places and turning to all the wrong sources. Some search for happiness through materialism, but don't find. Others seek for joy through sexual props, but end up with fleeting pleasures and bitter disappointments. Others seek for a sense of fulfillment by obtaining positions of power on their jobs or by exercising excessive control in their home, but didn't find. You ever been in a home and there's a fight for power? The woman want to be the man, and in some cases, the man want to be the woman. Have you ever been in a home where there has been a struggle for power, where people don't truly know their identity, even in their home? I know you ain't going to say amen. But after turning to all the sources, trying to find a sense of happiness and contentment, they come to the same conclusion as did Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stone. I can't find no satisfaction. Have you ever told anybody that you just can't find no satisfaction? On your job, you tell them, I can't find no satisfaction here anymore. In your house, you tell your wife, I just can't find, baby, no satisfaction anymore. And some of y'all sit there and act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. It's all right to be cute. I know you got your weave done last night, your manicure, and you got your toes done, but that's all right. You can say hallelujah. You can shout. You can say ooh-wee. It just burns me up how black folk used to have church and they knew how to have church. But then now we come to church all cute, all dignified, all bona fide. You look madder than the lemon you bit off of. Oh, help me somebody. I know I ain't going to have a friend in the world, but that's all right. And you know what? The truth of the matter of it is, Some of you might not like me, but guess what? I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Tell somebody ain't nothing you can do about it. Tell somebody else you just might as well accept it. You might as well accept it. But after turning to all the sources trying to find a sense of happiness and contentment, they come to find out that situation, that they can't find no satisfaction. When Paul wrote this letter, he was facing less than ideal circumstances in his own life. When Paul wrote this letter, he wasn't in a five-star hotel. When Paul wrote this letter, he was not on a beach drinking mimosas. Y'all ain't heard me. But no, he's in a Roman jail. Watch out, somebody. His freedom had been taken away from him. He's incarcerated. And yet, over and over, again and again, Paul admonishes these believers that you must have joy. Preach this thing, Reverend Tenney. But I come to tell you that God is all right. How can Paul admonish them to have joy when he was facing less than ideal circumstances in his own life? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? You facing ideal circumstances, but you trying to help somebody else. That's the time to help somebody. Because while you helping them, you helping yourself. All right, somebody, come out the house that you're in. God is able. I believe that Paul was able to encourage them to have joy because Paul understood that genuine Christians joy doesn't come from circumstances, but it comes from our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, I watch some of the folk, and when the praise team praises, they up praising the Lord, holding their hands up. But once the words start to speak, and they get quiet, Satan can't save you, baby. But the word of God can. You ought to just tell somebody the word of God can save you. Yeah. Singing is just a form of worship. But the word of God is the food that each and every one of us, what? We need. Tell somebody, I need it. But guess what? You ain't gonna eat it if you ain't hungry.
My God.
But even in the midst of our circumstances, I have learned to be content. Verse 11 says there, I don't say this out of need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I find myself. Uh-huh. Then I like 12 again and say, I know both how to make do with a little, and I know how to make do with a lot. You see, you can't get a lot if you don't know how to handle a little. Ow, y'all ain't heard me. You ought to tell somebody, I can't, see, because look, you don't know what to do with a little, you sure in the hell don't know what to do with a lot.
My Lord.
Y'all ain't heard me. Up in here. Y'all got to watch how y'all act now. These children's watching just how y'all act. Y'all sit there dignified and bona fide. Guess what? They gonna come up the same way. You ought to let them come up saying that I got a hallelujah in my voice. Yeah, I know you're going to get out here and go get in your little car, fine car, that Mercedes Benz. But God will take that Mercedes Benz and give you a Pinto. I just want you to know. Take that Pinto and you just better be happy. Stop lying in the dumps of life. Get up. Brush yourself off and move on. Quit dwelling. See, misery loves company. Yeah, you find somebody miserable, if you can't help them, get away from them. Because misery loves company. So what, you don't have a whole lot of money? You don't know what to do with it if you had it. So what, you can't eat everything you want? A lot of us don't need to eat everything we want. I remember, I'm going to tell you this story. I remember a young man, And his daddy took these boys, they were big boys now, took them to the all-you-can-eat thing. Lord, they would eat some, and then after they ate a good little bit, they go to the bathroom. Then they come back, and then they eat some more. Then they go back to the bathroom. Then they come back and eat some more. Then they go back to the bathroom. Until the manager saw them, and the manager saw how much they was eating, and you in an all-you-can-eat restaurant now. And the manager came up to him and told him, I'm sorry, y'all got to go. When you get ran out of all-you-can-eat restaurant, something wrong with that picture. But God. So what? Life don't seem to be fair. People know that. You must learn to be content and thank God for what you have. When you are in Christ, you can be content no matter what life deals you. Verse 13 says, I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stop looking for happiness in the wrong places. Some people turn to alcoholism for happiness. Some people hunt for happiness through drug abuse. Some look for happiness in money. Just look for it in the wrong places. People, when we all learn that these material substances run out, our happiness will run out. We should never rely on substances for our happiness. I believe, my brothers and sisters, that true happiness comes with contentment, being content with what God has given you and thanking him for all he has done for you. You see, I drive a Jaguar, XJL Jaguar, and so because it does what a car do, break down. And it left me in a small PT Cruiser. Y'all ain't heard me. Big old me in a small PT Cruiser. Yes, I like my Jaguar. But it has been in the shop for 4 months. 4 months. But God showed me, y'all. He showed me something. He showed me that your life ain't based on the car you drive, the house you live in, the clothes you wear, nor even the money in your pockets. It's based on God and what you do with what he gives you. You got a car? Well, look, do you bring anybody other than yourself to church with you? You got a big house. What do you use it for other than yourself? You got plenty of clothes. Well, do you share with anybody the clothes that you have, the extra clothes you got in your closet that you ain't using? Some of us got so many clothes in the closet, we too big for them, but we don't want nobody else to get them because we hoping we can get in them. Get them clothes away. You can't get in them no more. I guarantee you we got enough clothes in every last one of our closets that we can open up Walmart. But we hold on to them, and people are out there need clothes on their back, and we keep them locked up, and the mildew hit them. And the mouse eat them up. Y'all ain't heard me. Why do we do this? Simply because you're too busy trying to get more and not content with what you got. Brothers and sisters, you need to learn to be content. If you want happiness, be happy with the little bit you got. If you want happiness, help the needy and not the greedy. If you want happiness, then give some of the clothes you're not wearing to bodies that are bare. If you want happiness, stop hating and start loving one another. If you want happiness, stop being messy and start sending messages. Messages to aid you. Messages to save you. Jesus came into this world to save those who's lost. He came in helping folk. Jesus came in helping. He came in giving sight to the blind, making the lame walk, allowing the mute to talk. And here we on this earth already here, and we don't want to help anybody. My brothers and sisters, I stop by to tell you, we need to learn how to be content. Learn how to be content. And when we learn how to be content, my brothers and sisters, God will work everything out for us. Members, if we would learn to be content, we would always embrace the vision of the church. Deacons, when we learn to be content, we would always support the mission of the church. Ushers, when we learn to be content, we would not just open the doors here at Zion Hill, but we would try to open some of the doors in people's lives. Preachers, when we learn to be content, we will not just support the pastor in Zion Hill, but we will support the pastor wherever he goes. Because God is able to do everything but fail. And I'm closing this thing now. We're about to go home. If we would be content, we as a people would know God's plan, number one. If we would learn to be content, we would know our purpose for which we are here. And if we would be learn to be content, we would know the provision. In spite of our difficulties, in spite of our circumstances, God constantly provides for us. And Paul, all Paul is saying to us as Christians is that we should grow in Christ. And we should not seek love in the wrong places. But my brothers and sisters, I dare not keep you any longer. It's about time for me to leave this place and go to my prospective place. But I stop by to tell you that God is able. How many of you know God is able? He's able to do everything but fail. Do you know what I'm talking about? God is able to heal the sick. And God is able to raise the dead. And you ought to know that the God I serve, he sits high and he yet looks low. He's my rock in the weary land. And he's my in time of a storm. Have God ever did anything for you? Your way, your way. I'll suck, you ought to shout for joy. You ought to say thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving my life health and strength. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. You got to know that can't nobody do it like Jesus. Can't nobody do it like the Lord. Because God is able to do everything but fail. Like the woman at the well, who was seeking for things that could not satisfy, but then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from a well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench
can start singing of my soul. Bread of heaven.
We're going to extend the privilege of the church.
Feed me till I want no more. Yes, I want. Fill my cup. Fill it up. And make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving. Leave hungers that won't pass away. My blessing, Lord, will come and save you if I kneel to him and offer praise. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Yes, I want. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Listen at this. So my brothers in this world gave you for pleasures heavenly things afar. But none can hallelujah, that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Yeah, fill my cup now. Oh, lift it up, Lord. Come and quit. Come and quit. Come and quit. Of my soul, yeah, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me.
Glory to God. Come on, give God some glory. Give God, hey, give God some praise. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for that word. Praise the Lord. If it's a time we need to be content, it's now. Because I found out nothing else matter but him. Take this old world, but give me Jesus. Look at somebody and say, take this old world, but give me Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for that word. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. We thank God for moving by his spirit. Towards the time, praise God, we can be content. Because great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. Say, look at somebody and say, I'm content. I'm content. Amen. You know what? Before I became content, I was speaking the devil language. But now I'm content. I speak God's language. I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. Great is he. That's it. Come on, I better put this mic up. Hey, glory to God. We thank God, and we thank God and everybody that came out. Praise the Lord. We thank God those that are, amen, watching by airwave. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for allowing us, amen, to come to the house of God this morning. Some wanted to come and couldn't come. But thank God you got the strength and the help to come into his presence. Amen. That's why I rush here, pray God. It's to come into the presence of God. Amen. Because, amen, nothing else matters but his presence. Amen. If you need healing, all you got to do is get in his presence. If you need to be delivered, all you got to do is get in his presence. If you need joy, hey, glory to God. All you got to do is get in his presence. Raise your hand. We're getting ready to dismiss. Praise the Lord. And we thank God, amen, for the man and woman of God. We thank God for our pastor, wherever he's at, praise God, that God would continue to strengthen him and lead him and protect him, glory to God. Father God, we thank God for one another, Lord God. Father God, as we get ready to journey back home, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to continue to lead us and guide us and protect us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, help us to fulfill our purpose. Help us to fulfill our destiny, Lord God, because to realize, Lord, all of us are on assignment. And Father God, help us to fulfill our assignment in the name of Jesus. If you're here this morning, praise God, you may be aching in your body, praise God. I just ask you to lay your hands wherever you're hurting. Amen. Because the power of God is here. Hey, glory to God. Father God, touch him. Roshe, I feel the Holy Ghost. Father God, touch him. From the crown of the head to the soul of the feet. Father God, I speak healing. I speak wholeness. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. I curse the root of sickness in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we already healed in the name of Jesus, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you. I thank you that by your stripes, I'm already healed. I'm already delivered. I'm already prospering in Jesus' name. Father God, actually lead us, guide us, and protect us as we journey back to our various home. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at the neighbor on the side and say, God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen.